Here's a thought I'll title, Searching for Threads. So let's pretend you've set aside an hour or so to work on your photography, and you find yourself sitting at the computer looking at all of your images. Freeze frame for just a second, and let's take a look at what the options are at this point. Now, the great temptation, probably for most of us, since we're looking at images, is to go through and select out the best ones, maybe of the recent shoot or something we've been waiting to get a chance to work on, and now's our time to work on it. So we're looking for those really terrific images that just need a little push in processing to get them to be really wonderful images. That's one thing we can do with an hour to work on our photography. But that's not the only option. There's something else you can do that can be very creative that doesn't have to do with trying to process your images to be better. And that alternative that you might try is to use your very precious creative time, and don't we all admit that there's a limited amount of time we can do this, use that precious creative time to search for threads that can bind together a group of images into a project. And keep in mind, this could be any kind of a project. Having defined what the project is, could be seeing in sixes kind of thing, so you're just looking for six images. Could be you're putting together a group of images to put on one wall that have a theme, or maybe a PDF, or maybe a book, or something like that. What's needed in order to make that kind of a completion is a group of images that hold together somehow and create a larger statement than the individual images. The classic whole being greater than the sum of the parts kind of thinking. But the key is that all of those images have to hold together somehow because there's some thread that holds them all together. And there's lots of ways to do this. You could find a bunch of images that all have a common subject. Even though they weren't photographed at the same place at the same time, it's a common subject that you're interested in. Waterfalls, for example. That's a thread. And if you can find enough images to put into, say, a Lightroom collection, that might develop into a project. You could do what I call portrait of a place, where all the images come from the same place, probably the same time or the same trip, maybe could be over multiple trips, but it's a project that's intended to introduce you to a place in greater depth than you can do with a single image. You get the idea. There's lots and lots of ways you can put together a group, small group of images into a project of some kind or another, but always that project is going to have a thread that holds them all together. So that's what I'm proposing, is buried in your Lightroom catalog are threads. After all, they're all your images, so they all bubble up from your interests and your subconscious and your trips and your photographic aesthetic. They're there somewhere, but they may be lost in the 10,000, 100,000, a million images that you have in your Lightroom catalog. So the challenge is to look for and be sensitive to the threads that can put together a project. The way I do this is simply by making collections. When I come up with an idea, let's say I'm looking at just one image, and I think, oh, that could turn into a project. I'll create a collection with that one image, knowing that as I run across other images that fit that thread, I just add them to the collection. And slowly, perhaps over time, that collection builds and builds and builds until I have enough images to do some editing in a project. It's all about looking for the threads that you may not be aware of that exist in your Lightroom catalog and your own personal photographic archives. In my way of thinking, that is just as creative an act in your photographic life as is sitting down with an image and trying to figure out how to process it so that it has that wow factor and just looks really terrific. That's a creative process, but it's not the only one. Looking for threads that help you develop projects is another incredibly important creative way to spend your precious time that you can set aside in your life for creating artwork.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.